Unit 4. Lessons 3, 4. Exercise 5.
Both Daniel and Lisa have arrived in England. They are sitting in a cafe with David, exchanging news. Listen to their conversation and say which of them is dreaming about becoming A. A journalist. B. A famous writer. C. A politician.
So, we've heard some of your news, Daniel.
How did you come to work for an employment agency?
I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't been so worried about my future career.
I don't quite understand you.
Well, it was like this. I was under constant pressure to choose a college and apply for a place, but I personally had no idea what I wanted to do. Maybe I could become a programmer or an engineer or even a gardener.
Hmm.
How would I know if I hadn't tried it?
Yes, I see what you mean. I wouldn't like to be one of those people who make the wrong choice and hate their job for the rest of their life.
Mm.
Luckily, I'm pretty sure I want to be a journalist.
Well, you can't be so sure until you actually start working. What does being a journalist mean for you?
Well, I'll write articles, carry out investigations, maybe even turn up on TV, and above all, interview a lot of interesting people.
Fine, but when you start, you'll have to write about neighbours' conflicts, fallen trees, and local garden competitions. How about that?
That's how you learn. I even volunteered for a couple of jobs this year. I'll probably start with sorting the mail. But somebody has to do that too.
All right, so you'll work your way up from the bottom, but then, when you finally get the opportunity to interview celebrities, you may find out that they're snobbish and boring to talk to.
Luckily, journalists have lots of opportunities. I can specialise in politics, science, or literature. There will always be something interesting to do. And I realise you've got to kiss some frogs before you find your prince of a job.
However, not every journalist will become famous or make a lot of money. Are you prepared for that?
I think so. For me, a career is about doing something I can be proud of. I want to be able to say, I make a difference.
I agree with Lisa. Making a lot of money is not my number one priority either. However, I think some sort of recognition is very important. My highest ambition is to become a world-famous writer and perhaps even win the Nobel Prize for Literature.
But you may be very disappointed if it doesn't happen. I prefer to be realistic.
Well, I'll work hard to achieve all that, but if it doesn't happen, it won't be the end of the world. I think it's important to have crazy dreams. They motivate you.
I'm glad you're so sure. I was looking for a job which would help me choose what I want to do in life. The employment agency suited me perfectly.
Mm.
Every day they dealt with people who had lost their jobs, lost interest in their jobs, never had a job, or were thinking about what to choose as a job, just like me. It was a very interesting experience, and I've learnt a lot from it.
Like what?
I've found out my strengths and weaknesses. I like to work with people. I'm a good listener. However, I'm also ambitious and don't work well in a team. My future career will have to be creative and challenging. Otherwise, I'll soon get bored and lose interest in it.
I think you just need to find something you love. If you can sit down to work at 7 a.m. and when you look up, it's 8 p.m. and you suddenly realise you're hungry, then you've made the right choice.
That's true. But sometimes you're just not cut out for something. No matter how hard I try, I won't make a great mathematician. I just don't have that sort of brain. And if I wanted to be an engineer, I should have done more maths and science, which I didn't do.
I believe in second chances. You can catch up with subjects if you're really motivated and if you have interesting ideas.
Anyway, have you made up your mind about university yet?
I've already got a pretty good idea, but I'm still not 100% sure. I don't want to waste my time and money on a degree when I'm not even sure it's something I want to do. To be honest, I was thinking about a career in politics. Please don't laugh. I think I'll need a degree in law and economics. I applied to Sydney University, but they didn't consider my application as it was past the deadline.
So what are you going to do this year?
I won't give up. I'll apply again. And in the meantime, I'll find myself a job in a law firm. Who knows? I may change my mind again.